This is the Expect to Win podcast with Pete Smith.
Hey everybody, it's Pete. Today I want to share something that may seem a little bit odd at first. I want to share with you why it pays to be a quitter. Now I know in the world of motivation, the idea of quitting is like a faux pas. You know, we all have heard these motivational speakers say, don't give up, you know, you can do it. And sometimes I'm like, I don't know if you can, and nor do I know if you should. Right? And so I get the concept of not giving up and not quitting and perseverance and resiliency. Look, all those things are well and good. But aren't there some things that would provide us a little bit of an advantage if in fact we did quit? I mean, I can give you example after example of times in my life where I stopped doing something. Call it what you will. Call it resigning. Call it stopping. Call it quitting. It doesn't matter. Stopping something because the end goal simply wasn't worth achieving, or there was a better way to get there. When I first went out on my own, when I first jumped out to be an independent business owner, one of the early products I had, the only early product I had, was this product I created on Excel, which helped organizations track their employee tenure, right? And I did it while I was at my previous job, and I thought, all right, I'm going to package this. I'm going to start marketing and selling this to other companies. So I ventured out on my own. When I started really looking into it, the reality was no one was really that interested in it, number one. Number two, it was too laborious to get companies to do what I asked my company to do while I was working with them. Look, the reality was it wasn't a very good product. It was good for when I was working at the company that I was working for, but it wasn't good for the market, you know? And so here I go right out of the gate on my own, stumbling, boom, fall flat on my face. So all of a sudden from there, I thought, all right, let me switch gears. I'm going to create something that's going to help organizations improve their performance. So I came up with something called the 5-4-3-SE. It sounds awesome. It was the 5 key performance indicators, 4 different types of training that I was going to offer, and 3 months of coaching. SE stood for standards of excellence, right? So here's this whole operational management system which I was going to roll out. And I worked on it for a couple of months to put this thing together. And as soon as I was ready to roll it out, I realized I don't really even know what I'm doing. I don't know industries that well to be able to identify what their 5 key performance indicators are. I have no idea how to create a dashboard that they're going to be able to monitor these things. I mean, there are so many other companies that have those products. They're so much more advanced. And so here again, I was already stumbling and flat on my face, and now I just started to dig a hole for myself because I was going nowhere. So I cleared the desk again, and I just started to focus on what is it, how can I be of best service to those that I get a chance to work with? What do I know really well, and what can I focus all of my attention on? And what I realize is that there's 2 things that I focus on. Number one is the individual, and number 2 is teams. That's my jam. That's what I do well. I help individuals and I help teams. That's it. And so I started focusing everything I had into those 2 entities. And the rest is history. You know, that was 7 years ago, and things finally started to take off at that point when I got focused on providing a service and focusing on an avenue which was going to lead me to the end goal. So what did I do to get there? I quit previously. I quit the first product about employee tenure, and I quit focusing on the 5-4-3 SE operational management product. Why? Because it wasn't going to produce anything. It was a dead end. And so I quit, right? Now, I don't know if people in the motivational world will say, oh, you shouldn't have quit, you should have stuck with it. But why? The end goal wasn't what I was going for anyway. So wasn't quitting to my advantage in that sense. We all know people who get so stuck in their ways. They dig their heels in, they're going to move forward, and it no longer becomes part of they're doing it because of the result that it's going to create. In many cases, the mindset shifts where they're going to stick to doing something simply because everyone else is telling them to stop. So all of a sudden, their driving and motivating force is what changed, right? And that's my encouragement to you, is to not do that, to recognize maybe the avenue we're traveling down isn't worth it. Maybe there is a different way to reach the desired result. Maybe in that sense, it actually pays to quit. Now, I will say this. I don't encourage anyone to quit simply because something is too hard or simply because it requires that you sacrifice something or something along those lines. Look, I'm not asking people, I'm not encouraging them to quit because it's too difficult for them. I'm asking them to take a look at where they can quit because what they're doing is no longer beneficial for them or the others around them. Maybe it's time we quit smoking. Maybe we'd be better off if people quit cheating on their spouses, cheating on their incomes, or quit blowing up at people at the drop of a hat. You know what I mean? So there are certain things that behoove us to quit, to stop, to no longer do, so that we can shift our attention back on the things that we're actually trying to accomplish and explore the number of different ways that we can do that, right? So for this week, I'm wondering where and what can you quit? Because ultimately, in certain situations, it pays to be a quitter.